across the 40, coming near side, 35, needs a block, gets outside, at the 20, he's going to the house, 10, 5, touchdown Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network, this is Big Blue Nation Radio.
The second for one, make the turn, got him, game's over, Kentucky wins!
Interact with the show by calling 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287 or statewide at 800-606-GAME. That's 800-606-4263.
Touchdown, Kentucky! Victory, Kentucky!
Or tweet the show at UK Sports Network.
And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
Now your host, Taryn Hendrick.
Welcome, everyone, into another edition of Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. It is a busy night for UK athletics, and over the next hour, we will talk across several sports as we'll be joined by Maggie Davis from BBN Tonight, WLEX, and this year on the SEC Network. She is a busy lady, and we'll talk to her. She'll host with us as we chat about the men's soccer team winning the Sun Belt Conference Tournament on Sunday with a 2-0 final over James Madison. We'll hear from one of the players for Kentucky soccer who's in the house tonight. He was the tournament MVP, and that is senior midfielder Clay Holstead. We'll talk to him coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll also talk about Kentucky basketball. It's a big signing day for the Wildcats. They've got a big game coming up against Michigan State in Indianapolis. So we'll talk about that with Cameron Mills coming up on the show. So a lot to get to. Stick around. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of 5 premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru.
Hello.
The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hey, Blue Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Noses don't stop running at 5 o'clock. Sore throats never sleep. Because your symptoms go around the clock, so do your options for care at Baptist Health. With evening hours 7 days a week and 24/7 video visits, you always have access to the care you know and trust. To find the nearest urgent care location or to start your video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere. This is urgent care, centered on you.
There are lots of ways to make Skyline part of your game plan. You can pregame with friends in 5 ways at your favorite Skyline, or carry out conies to crush during the game. And Skyline is the only place for post-game Cholitos and chili cheese fries. Football, basketball, baseball, or soccer, high school, college, or pro, doesn't matter. Game time is always a good time for Skyline. So get your game face on and get your Skyline game plan together. Feeling good, it's Skyline time.
Welcome back in. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network, and it was certainly a fun Sunday at the Bell Soccer Complex where the Kentucky men's soccer team completed their run in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, getting to host all 3 rounds they played in en route to a championship. So they completed the whole set in the Sun Belt. They won the regular season and the tournament. And before we introduce our special guest, first of all, I want to introduce my co-host for the night, Maggie Davis of BBN Tonight, WLEX, and SEC Network. Maggie, thanks for joining the program.
Hey, Darren, thank you so much for having me. Always a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have with us senior midfielder Clay Holstead, who was the Sun Belt Conference Tournament MVP. And Clay, first of all, welcome to the show, and congratulations to you and your squad on a great season and a championship.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about this run in the conference tournament at the Bell. You got to host all three games, and I understand, despite the cooler temperatures, it was a great crowd on Championship Sunday.
Yeah, we stepped up every single game. I think right under 2,000 for the first one, a little over 2,000 for the second one, and 2,500-ish for the third game. So we're kind of hoping that goes in the right direction.
Going into the tournament, target on the back after winning the Sun Belt regular season. So what did it mean for this team to get through some teams you've already matched with a couple of times to bring home this championship?
It's definitely interesting playing teams more than once. Like, you have the same game plan, but you never know if they're going to come in different or not. And then just sticking to little things, sticking to what we know. Winning the regular season and winning the tournament is huge for us. And, I mean, that's just all the confidence you need going into the tournament.
What was it like preparing for James Madison? Because that was a team playing they were red hot coming into championship match. Mm-hmm. So what was it like getting ready for them and matching their intensity?
I think it was just being aware of knowing that they're red hot and that we have to either stick to what we know, not be intimidated by, like, their intensity, knowing they're going to be loud. When we played at their place, it was kind of the same thing. They're loud, aggressive, ready to play, and just coming in and doing the small things that we always do.
Championship teams sometimes don't shy away from that target on the back. You guys are 14 wins, no losses, only undefeated team, 5 draws. Is that something you talk about much, or you guys just leave that off to the side?
No, it's definitely something we talk about. I mean, I don't think you want to kind of ignore the elephant in the room. And
right.
So Johan always talks about, like, it comes with expectations, but he also likes to replace expectations with responsibility. And I think that's kind of like the big thing is – knowing that it's, even though it's expected of us, it's our responsibility to come out, do what we can, play like we know how to play, and play like as well as we can.
And you bring up your head coach, Johan Settergren. Every time I've talked with him this year, I've heard him talk this year, he mentions two words, humble and hungry. Mm. That's easier said than done when you're the only unbeaten team left in the entire country. Yeah. You're the top overall seed. How do you actually do that at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he talks about it, that and healthy is his – he loves that. Which
all
is,
the H's.
Yeah, covering – making sure that we don't let anything go to our heads, know that, like, one loss and we're done. And so playing and not ending our season earlier than we want to, even though we've won two now, like, the big thing is winning it all. And so we can't stop now. And then staying healthy. Most teams that go deep with having so many games in such a little time, whether it's muscle injuries – or just like simple nicks that you pick up here and there. So working with our training staff, going in, doing extra work. I mean, we have the greatest trainers in the country. So just staying as healthy as we can, going in, keeping our depth, getting everybody playing time, stuff like that.
When you're playing this deep into a season like this, getting ready now for the NCAA tournament, what is practice like for your group? Does it change at all? Do you watch a little more video? How does things change once you get deep into a season?
It really isn't that much different. I mean, we'd have kind of the same game plan every week, is go in, just regular trainings, and then as we get closer to games, like as we get toward like Friday and Saturday, we'll start working to play, like we'll start working on strategy to play who we're playing against on our game on Sunday, but it really doesn't change that much. I mean, we do scout for every team we play. We do film after every single game. We go over what we did wrong, what we did good. So it's really not – I think the thing is that you don't want to change much. You kind of want to do the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and you also brought up you win or you go home. You know, at this point, one loss sends you guys packing. Does that change the mentality at all?
I think it definitely adds nerves, and, like, you can feel the tension. But then again, I think it's still one of those things that we put pressure on ourselves all the time. And so when we get into these, like, heavy moments, it's like everyone knows what we're playing for. And so it's not new. It's not really like a new emotions or anything else coming up that we haven't felt already.
Score big with carryout from Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's. Order mini burgers, wings, sushi, and more for your next watch party. For menus, visit bluegrasshospitality.com. Go Cats. We'll continue visiting with Clay Holstead of Kentucky Men's Soccer when we come back. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Wildcat fans!
Little Caesars, the home of hot and ready pizza, invites you to try our world-famous crazy bread with crazy sauce, Caesar wings, Italian cheese bread, and our new cookie dough brownie dessert. At Little Caesars, we begin each day with dough made fresh from scratch, fresh, never frozen cheese, and the tastiest toppings. Little Caesars is also a proud partner of UK Athletics and an enthusiastic member of Big Blue Nation.
So go Cats!
Pizza, pizza.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK Athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
Need help developing and retaining skilled employees? Kentucky Community and Technical College System Workforce Solutions can make it happen, and will help pay for it too. As the number one provider of workforce education in the Commonwealth, businesses of all sizes trust us to deliver fast, flexible, and affordable customized training. Find out how you can get started today. Go to workforce.kctcs.edu to learn more.
Oh, perfect timing. Let's talk about quitting tobacco. If you'd rather not, switch the station. Still here? Wonderful. Listen, you already have a million reasons to quit. It's too expensive, you keep burning your good blouses, whatever. You don't need another reason, you need a way. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Get free help and maybe even free nicotine patches and gum. Just give us a call. Remember, 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quitnowkentucky.org. We can't wait to talk to you.
This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick joined by Maggie Davis of BBN Tonight, WLEX, and also Clay Holstead from Kentucky Men's Soccer as they won the Sun Belt Conference Tournament and regular season championships this year. And now let's get to the big news, because I feel like we've buried the lead, Clay. You're the number one overall seed for the NCAA tournament.
Yes, sir.
And you get a first round bye. What was team's reaction when you found out?
Everyone's excited. I mean, and just, I don't want to say it's also expected, but we knew we were going to be higher seed, and now we just need to play like the number one seed. I mean, we got to watch the pick today and of how the seeds were going to come out, and everyone's cheering and stuff. And 30 minutes later, we're meeting with our coach about, okay, yeah, we're number one seed. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah. Excited about getting that first round bye?
Yes, very much. Especially
that's an easy scout, right?
so many games, too. Like, the week break is massive.
Right.
Does it feel like a long time? I mean, it's been a long time since you guys have had a whole week like
that. Oh, yeah. I mean, we just went from playing three games in a week to now we're going to have no games in a week. So,
what are you going to do with all that free time?
Sleep and rest and homework.
There you go. Catch up, yeah. Second round action will be at the Bell. You'll face the winner of South Florida and Hofstra, according to the bracket. So, you know, obviously we'll have to wait to see who it is you play before we can really talk about the match, but still getting to play at home again. Yeah. I know this team's excited.
Yeah, I mean, Big Blue Nation has always been great to play in front of, and, I mean, it helps not having to travel, but just having the fans there, having students there, having families there, it makes it so much easier, and it's so much more fun.
I've heard Coach Sattergren speak about. He says, you know, we score a goal, people are going nuts, there's blue smoke everywhere. What's that like from a player's perspective to see that?
It's awesome, and it's just energizing. Like, yeah. When you're tired but you score, you have everyone yelling at you. Like, you're no longer thinking, like, oh, wow, I'm tired. You're solely focused on the game and, like, chants and stuff. So it is really – it's a great atmosphere.
Looking at the NCAA tournament, for the fans at home that haven't had a chance to really see the landscape, but how do you kind of see the tournament? Who are some teams to watch out for in the other brackets?
I mean, we haven't gotten a chance to play a lot of teams like Syracuse, Duke. I mean, I know guys that play for, like, Wake Forest, Indiana – all those teams like that are have always been really good and like are just historically going to be good and going to go deep. But I think even like just other teams that we haven't like I some teams I haven't even like seen or really heard of.
Sure.
Like are have 14 wins. I think Hofstra has 14 wins this year, so I can't really overlook anyone at this point.
Right.
And you can't overlook the possibility, maybe, of seeing Louisville in your side of the bracket.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. So they have a couple teams to go through, but it would definitely be a fun one, and we would also get that at home. So that would be quite the game.
You know, one thing I don't think, Clay, that I've had a chance to ask you is the fact you were named tournament MVP. What did that mean for you when you were awarded that on Sunday?
I mean, it was fun. I found out the same time everyone else found out, so I was just as surprised. But with the MVP thing, it's more like it's great and all, but also like I do what my team needs me to do. Mm-hmm. So like I love the recognition, I love all that stuff. But I mean, I didn't score any of the goals, so we wouldn't win without the goal scorers. And then like we had the best back line in the nation, so. I do what I can in front of those guys. I hope where I need to be, but if that comes with MVP, it comes with it. If not, then it is what it is.
Spoken like a true midfielder.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things we talked to Coach Sattergren about is when your team is on the attack, how balanced you are, because you got contributions on goals from almost everybody in this tournament. Yeah. Just talk about that balanced attack that you see out there.
Some of it comes from – we even have like our outside backs getting assists to – our front three, four, some of the guys coming in, like Brennan, Damji, Enzo is our attacking mid, scoring numerous amounts of goals. I think Nick has 15-ish assists. So Casper assists and goals, Damji assists and goals. I think when you have that many weapons, I can't imagine, like, scouting our team. Like, you take away one, but you have three or four others to deal with. So it's really nice knowing, like, we're not relying on one person. We kind of let everyone do their own thing, and at once one person succeeds, we're all succeeding. So,
and that has to help, especially in a situation like you all found yourselves in against James Madison. Red card was issued. You're playing a man down. What's that like when you're out there in that situation?
I mean, you never want to say that we're playing just to win, but that's when you're like, okay, not everything's going our way, so we're changing the game plan, and now we're just – everyone's running more than they have to or more than they want to, but, like, if you have to do it, you have to do it, and then – just to know that even with being a man down, that we're still good enough on the attack to score a goal and give us that buffer that we really needed.
Clay, we've had a great time chatting with you, man. It's been an outstanding season, fun to watch. Those are two beautiful trophies you brought with you here tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure you guys have admired them, but there's a bigger one you want.
Yes, so. The plan is we're focusing on the end goal now, not just these.
Well, let me ask you this real quickly as we got a couple of minutes left here. You guys have had some deep runs in the NCAA tournament, winning a conference tournament championship. Where's this group's confidence going into the NCAAs now?
I think it's the right place. Everyone's confident in our abilities. We know what we can do, especially if we play to the level that we know we can. But also just recognizing, like, it's the NCAA tournament. Like, anything can happen, and as long as we're aware of that, we play how we know how to play. Like, everyone's ready to go. Everyone's confident. No one's scared. If we're a little timid, that's usual, but I think we're ready to go.
All right, Clay, thanks so much for joining us tonight. And, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, go Cats. That's senior midfielder Clay Holstead from Kentucky Men's Soccer. He was the tournament MVP in their Sun Belt Conference Championship. We'll continue with more Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. We'll chat some basketball when we come back here on the UK Sports Network.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Stop whatever you're doing and get to P-Rats off Richmond Road for our warehouse sale. We're clearing out our warehouse so you can save up to 70% on clearance, open box, and like new furniture, mattresses, and appliances, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, refrigerators, washers, dryers, and more from the top brands. All discounted to sell. Get up to 12 months same as cash or finance with no credit check option. Hurry for the best selection and take advantage of these amazing deals. Now at P-Rats Warehouse Sale in Mount Tabor off Richmond Road.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. And you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Hi, I'm Capri, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a grilled spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
We welcome you back to Clark's Puppet Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. It was great to have Kentucky men's soccer in the house tonight. We've got another special guest joining myself and Maggie Davis here. He is Cameron Mills, and you can hear him alongside Dave Baker on the Don Franklin Auto Countdown to Tip Off, and he'll get you set for a big matchup with Michigan State in the State Farm Champions Classic later this week. And Cameron, first of all, as I mentioned, you've been breaking it down with Buzz Baker. How's it been going on the pregame so far?
It's a lot of fun, and I kind of assumed it would be fun, but it's fun to get there early, watch the guys warm up. You get a, I guess when you, as a fan, or even being a part of the media before with my own show and doing a lot of radio appearances, you watch a certain way, but now you feel like, I don't know, this sounds silly, Darren, I get it, but it's like being a part of the network. Yeah. Now it's like, okay, now we got Cameron, you got to bring your A game now. So that's, it's right. Like I'm actually listening to my shows and thinking, okay, that was stupid. Don't need to say that again. And the constant thing I get from guys like Dick Gabriel and even from Curtis and guys who've listened to me, Cameron, slow down. Stop talking so fast. So I'm working on that. But so even that thing, but then just being there and now thinking, you know what? I can't just kind of mail it in anymore. I've got to analyze what's going on, and right, I've got to have my sources. And it's been fun kind of building that stuff and enjoying it on a completely different level than I had before.
Absolutely, man. Well, if you are as passionate about this as you were as passionate about basketball, you're going to be pretty good.
Here's the confession, Darren, is that I'm not. Now, here's the thing. I am a bad fan in that I don't care, and most people who have ever heard me talk on media know this. I don't care what happens now. I do not care what happens tomorrow night. I mean, I want us to win.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. What matters is from SEC tournament, and that is even debatable, what matters is from game one of the NCAA tournament. Because this is the only sport where you can literally lose every game of the regular season.
That's true.
We can even throw in your conference tournament games and still win the national championship.
That's true.
Everything else from here tomorrow night to Gonzaga to Michigan in London, every game, as far as I'm concerned, as a former player who knows the importance of peaking in March and knows what happened especially to our 98 team and can look at it and say, look, yeah, we can look at the Ole Miss game, which was our last regular season loss in 98, and say that turned the season around. But what you can't explain is why, when it got to the SEC tournament, second game of 98, we're all of a sudden blowing everyone out, including SEC teams, which was South Carolina, which was good then, and Arkansas, which was good then, were blowing them out by 30 points in the first half. And then all of a sudden we get into the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, first three rounds of NCAA tournament. We're blowing every team out by 30 points. And then, of course, we run into Duke, and we have to fight our way back, and then Stanford fight our way back. But peaking in March is what matters. What the point of tomorrow is, as far as I'm concerned, is everything that Cal and the coaching staff sees and is trying to teach these guys. For example, we've won our first two games by pretty healthy margins, which surely they're not assuming that they're going to have an easy time tomorrow night. But it can more easily creep into your psyche than I think most people realize of we're infallible and we're unbeatable. And that's where the coaches have to take these 18-year-old gentlemen. Now, we've got some 19- and 20-year-olds, thankfully, this year. But take them and teach them, look, it doesn't matter if you're up 10 or down 10 with 5 minutes left. Game isn't over. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. They can beat you. All these little niggly things that the coaches point out by looking at film sessions, all of that stuff, these guys have to internalize now. And I don't mind a loss tomorrow. I don't mind a loss in London. I don't mind every loss as long as we're getting better and we're rising towards March. Now, once we hit March, I become a crazy UK fan. Now I'm pacing behind the couch. Now if we go on a scoring streak, I'm like, and I'm in the room, then I need to stay in the room. If we're on if we can't score, then I need to leave the room. I become one of those idiots. I do. But until March, I'm not one of those idiots. So I'm a bad fan until March.
Then you even heard Cal yesterday or even today say, I don't know what I'm going to see out of these guys.
No.
It's too early. They haven't been able to practice as a group. We haven't seen Oscar yet.
Nope.
Damian Collins has been gone for about a week. There are a lot of questions.
And he's throwing its first time away from Rupp Arena against an opponent, too.
Yeah, but we are going to that neutral place.
And sure,
I hate these neutral games. It's not that I don't think we get anything out of them. I don't think we get as much out of them as we will the Gonzaga game. Because what we got out of the Kansas game last year, we got what we got because we blew them out at the Fieldhouse, is we got a lot of confidence. Mm-hmm. If we go to Gonzaga and get beat by the, number two team in the country, who almost got beat by the team we're playing tomorrow night.
Yes.
If we go to Gonzaga and get beat, that's not a bad thing. It is a learning experience. And for young men, for old men, sometimes you have to be embarrassed to start thinking that, oh, coach is right. We are getting out-rebounded on the offensive end way too easily, right? It's those kind of things that stick out they stick out more in losses than they do in wins.
Yeah.
You can play bad, and if you win, as a player, it's so easy just to throw that behind you because you're taught to throw every game behind you anyway. To throw that behind you and think, all right, we won. The point is to win. We won. Mm-hmm. Objective done. Move on. Okay, but if it's a loss, it's a lot harder to get over. And all of a sudden, what those coaches say, you start internalizing a lot more, which is a good thing.
You know, I was just sitting here listening to what you were saying, and a thought occurred to me about basketball and how you learn and do things. But it can also sometimes be – I'll give you an example of how – odd this sport can be at times, because Sunday I watched the Kentucky women win a game dominant fashion over Coastal Carolina. They were up by 38 in the second half.
Yeah,
they had 25 turnovers in the game and were up by 38.
That's a perfect example.
Exactly.
Perfect example.
You've got to clean up the turnovers,
yes.
But at the same time you're going, guys are pretty good to be up 38 on an opponent.
And that's how a young player, right? Even look, when I say young, I'm going to include even the seniors in there. That's how a senior, it's the temptation to say, we're so good, we beat a team by 38 with 25 turnovers. When what you ought to be looking at is, yeah, but the next team isn't going to let you. Whatever that next team is, you're not going to be able to turn the ball over. Because you also have to, if you turn a team over, or if you beat a team by 38 points and they have turned you over, whether unforced errors or not, they've turned you over 25 times, then there is a problem. And I guarantee you they're being told that. But are they listening with a 30-point victory?
Right. So we're chatting with Cameron Mills. You can hear him on the Don Franklinato Countdown to Tip-Off starting at 5:30 tomorrow evening, as it's a 7 o'clock tip inside of the arena there in Indianapolis for Kentucky and Michigan State State Farm Champions Classic. We're going to take a timeout. We'll continue with him, and Maggie Davis is here as well in just a moment on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK Athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post hole digger, where's your gas line?
And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Let's get real. If you're looking for big-time sports, parties, pep rallies, and a huge campus, you'll find none of that at the Kentucky Community and Technical College System. What you will find are hands-on training and university transfer programs taught by experienced instructors in small classes. You won't get lost in the crowd or end up with crippling debt. We're more than college for the real world. We're college for your world. Visit kctcs.edu.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for two, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Clark's Puppet Shop, BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick and Maggie Davis joined by Cameron Mills. And Wildcats getting set to take on Michigan State tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And I want to go back early in this season. Cameron, you've already mentioned it a little bit. The Cats haven't had the full roster. Some guys have been out.
At no point.
Yeah, and they're starting to get some back. But we heard Coach Calipari say today that Oscar's starting to practice this week. They'll see where he is for tomorrow night. But I want to say, within his absence, though, we've got to see Ugana Onyenso play some. What have you seen out of that young man in the few games, respectful of the competition?
My favorite thing about Onyenso is if you go back, and I shared this on my Twitter feed earlier this week, or I guess it's Monday, so it would have been last week. This is my favorite because I love stories like this because this was me. I completely doubted, as a walk-on who wasn't offered a scholarship, I completely doubted that I belonged on that basketball court with those McDonald's All-Americans, right? Apparently, right before the blue-white game, Onyenso called a coaches meeting or had a meeting with the coaches and completely laid it out like he felt completely overmatched and apparently literally said, I don't belong here. Now, wow. He is 18 years old. He should be a senior in high school this year, reclassified. Just turned 18, too. He's not played basketball long, and he knows that. And I think, and then he goes up against whether Oscar, because Oscar was practicing earlier in the season, and he did have to go against Oscar. He had to go against Toppin. He had to go against Damian. I mean, he had to go against these guys that have some season on them. And he started doubting that he even belonged here ever. And this is where coaches don't get enough credit, is that TJ Beisner, Coach Cal, Coach O, they sat him down and convinced him that he did. And within 24 hours, he comes out in the blue-white game and has like 8 blocks, almost 10 rebounds, and then the other night almost has a double-double in his second game, again, as an 18-year-old. What I love is he is so, so raw, but so good for as raw as he is. I mean, he is a menace in the paint. He is somehow – few people have this. You can be a shot blocker and learn how to time your leap and learn how to block a shot. And he does have to learn this, how to block it and keep it in bounds. Even though he's – more I think about it, the more I think he's not spiked a bunch out of bounds. Yeah. He's kept it live, and that is a key thing. You can be a shot blocker, but you want the ball to stay live because you block it out of bounds. You don't get possession, right? It goes right back to the team, and we got to do it over again. But he doesn't just block shots. If you watch the two first games and even go back to the blue-white game, he is – and this is what happens when you've got someone in the paint, like Oscar or now like Onyenso, mm-hmm. is if I'm driving and I get by my man, I know I'm not done. Right. I know I've got a menace standing back there. So even if he doesn't block shots, he is already in my head the moment I get in the lane. And if he doesn't block my shot, he already is affecting my shot mentally. And then once I put it up, I know I've got to get it around him somehow because he's got a 7'5" wingspan. He could stand beneath the goal and grab the rim. I mean, now you add his leap to it, he is a shot blocker. So, and then he goes out, and this is my favorite part of the other night's game, is – with confidence, he grabbed the ball, passed it to him. He wanted the ball, too. I love the way he posts up because he doesn't post up like someone who doesn't feel like he belongs there. And that is a complete turnaround from where we were weeks ago. He posts up wanting the ball, and when he gets it, he's looking to score, which you have to. You can't be a sieve where the ball comes in and it's automatically going to go out. The defense has to respect that you're going to go up because that's what's going to bring the double teams. But what he is able to do, and this was the surprising part of his game for me. I'm sure the coaches knew about it, but I didn't know about it until the other night, or knew it was he was this confident in it. He caught the ball in the wing, 16 feet. Catch, shoot. There was no catch. Remember, I brought this up the other day, and I don't know if you remember. Jamel Martinez, who played for Patino years ago, one of Patino's first couple years, was 6'10" and could shoot the three. And it got so bad with his hesitation in shooting that at Rupp Arena, at any rate, fans would yell at him. He'd be wide open on the top of the key. And there would be this booming shoot coming from 24,000 fans. Right. And he would reluctantly put it up. That's not how a shooter shoots at any position. So for Onyenso to grab it and have the confidence from 16 feet, 2 or 3 weeks after he doubted whether he belonged at Kentucky, to grab it and shoot it. Now, one, he airballed, but that was the second one. He made his first one. And then he didn't stop shooting. So overall, that's the good thing about the early injuries. So many other guys have gotten opportunities. Thiero has gotten opportunities. Onyenso definitely has gotten opportunities and showed that. I saw someone say the other day he's going to be benched when we get to SEC tournament or SEC conference play. I don't know that he is. Yeah. I mean, it may be when Oscar gets in foul trouble, and he will. Onyenso has shown that he can come in and play. Competition is going to get better at SEC. But I'm sorry, he can still play.
I was just going to say, as a fan, you got to be excited because if Oscar needs a breather or gets in foul trouble, if Ugana's playing at that level and is getting better,
and will,
there you
and,
go.
He, and he has to,
right?
He has to get better because he's tomorrow night. If Oscar doesn't play, and I don't think Oscar will play tomorrow night. If he does, it's going to be sparingly, because as far as I know, he's had one practice.
Right.
That was today, and from what I understand, he practiced little. I don't want to say very little. He was not in the full practice. I don't know what that means. He did. I was unable to go to today's practice, but he's going to play tomorrow night. And Michigan State, I mean, they are a brutal team. They are just a physical team. He's going to get roughed up. So he's going to get, see, that's the thing. If we lose tomorrow night, Onyenso gets better. That's the automatic thing. As long as he, as a player, understands that we lost, but I know now what I have to improve on. And that's the thing that these players constantly have to do. That's why tomorrow matters in the sense of long term, but it doesn't matter in the sense of stupid rankings. I'm so tired of rankings. Preseason rankings, preseason players of the year, so stupid.
You don't like it when they draw up these tournament brackets for week zero
now?
Of the
game? Yeah. Oh, we've got our first four in and our first four out now?
Right.
It's just dumb. It is a reason. Here's what it is.
It's for the fans.
It's to sell advertising, Darren. That's what it is. Nonsense.
All right. Hey, real quick, though, let's talk about Cason Wallace. And you talk about getting opportunities for these young fans. Here's another one now.
Yeah.
For a freshman, we're going to get to see Cason tomorrow night against Michigan State.
And not only that, but because Sevier had his injury, Cason, who probably came in with a different mindset than Onyenso did. Cason probably came in thinking that he belonged here, which accurately so.
Yeah.
But he got to prove it. And now, all of a sudden, we go from having a one-point guard system last year, basically, to now, I don't care who's in there. Both of these guys love to dish it out. And what I loved the other day, I was at practice, and this was right when Sevier had been out for two games, right? One game and some practices, I think. And so Kaysen's getting his minutes, right? Now, if I'm a competitor, I don't like this guy. And that's just natural. I don't like him because he's getting my minutes. And yet I saw these two guys pair up for a drill, laughing, you know, jab at each other as guys do and competitive guys do. But then there was that scene the other night at the game where it was either Sevier or it was Kaysen. Which one was it, Maggie?
Kaysen got decked by a defender.
That's right. Kaysen got decked.
And Sevier's the one who picked him
up.
The
first one that went and got him up.
Yep.
And I've been preaching this for years, and I know fans are going to hate me saying this, but this is Duke-esque. Because a Mike Krzyzewski coached Duke team, when somebody got knocked to the ground, there was a sprint. I think the kids were incentivized somehow. Who's going to be the first one to pick up your teammate off the ground?
Yeah.
And I saw that the other night against Duquesne. Is all of a sudden, not just that play, Maggie. It was right. It was other plays, but
because
that one especially.
Jacob Toppin hits the floor a lot.
Yes, he does. But not just, so it was other plays where somebody hit the ground. All of a sudden, it's a sprint. I want to go help my teammate up. That's what Cal doesn't get enough credit for, is building a team. He is able to build a team and just slay these egos early.
We're going to take a timeout. This is Clark's Pup and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network.
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota RAV4. It's the best-selling SUV in America. It's incredibly versatile. The electrified RAV4 Hybrid is one of 15 different all-wheel drive Toyotas, and it has the best resale value in its class. And the number one reason, the great fuel savings. At an EPA-estimated 40 mpg, it could save you thousands in fuel costs over the next 5 years versus the average new vehicle. Get details of all offers and fuel savings at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hi, I'm Capri, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a grilled spicy deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Vogel does it again. His second home run of the tournament.
Just down the sheet way for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat basketball action. Now, you know what? We make it easy to stock up for game watch parties. All you have to do is head to your nearest Liquor Barn store or just go to liquorbarn.com to download the Liquor Barn app and place an order for pickup or delivery. Shop Kentucky's favorite spirits, wine, and beer store, and you know what? You're going to have yourself more time to cheer on the Cats. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
This is Clark's Puppet Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. I want to take a quick timeout away from talking about the matchup with Michigan State and look at this news that came out today for Kentucky basketball. As we're joined by Cameron Mills and Maggie Davis here on the show. What a signing class that Coach Calipari put together today, complete with DJ Wagner going along with Dillingham, Bradshaw, Edwards, and Reed. I know a lot of fans are excited about this. And
It's
impressive, isn't it? I like
what... At one point, there was question, because I remember this vividly, because actually it was Shep that was dealing with. Are we allowed to talk about them now?
Yes, they're signed.
They're signed. Yes, so we're because Reed signed the other day. He's in LI.
Yeah, we're good.
So I'm like, okay, which is such a dumb rule anyway.
They're all signed. Cal sent out press releases on all five of them
today.
Stupid
NCAA. Anyway, you know, all these fans saying, because there was this perceived grift between the Shepherd family and Calipari, which was completely fabricated and made up. And so I'm dealing with it. It's just bothering me. It's niggling at me. And the thing was that I kept hearing fans was, well, Cal's going to get Wagner, so there's no way he needs Reed. And he's not going to get both. He doesn't need both. He's not going to want both. And now we're sitting here like, yeah, but we got both. And look at now. We've got two guys, because Reed can play both. Wagner probably could play 1 through 5 from what I understand. But we've got two guys at point guard now, both of whom are fantastic players and both of whom might average 7 to 8 assists a game if the minutes were there. And it's hard to imagine this, but if both of them get 20 minutes a game, both of them add up those assists awfully quick. And it's hard to imagine. Can you imagine a better backcourt than having, knowing what I know Reed can do?
Yeah.
And I've not seen DJ play much, but I know what his reputation is. Landing both of them, and honestly, Darren, I know
four
nothing.
Of the top eight overall.
I know nothing about the rest of the class. Yeah. Because my head has been focused on, are we going to get Wagner now? Now we got Reed. We're going to get Wagner, and you talk about those two going head to head. Talk about two guys going to make each other better in practice every day when those two play. So what? Tell me about the rest of the class.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Maggie. I know they were really excited to get Dillingham alongside Wagner. So. You know, and then Bradshaw and Edwards. I mean, we could run down each of these guys.
How many did we sign? How many?
Five in the class. Four of them are in the top eight, and then you add Reed Shepard onto that.
Which is he's in the top 25.
He's
I
in
think.
The top 25 consensus.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you look at 24/7 rivals,
now, if we're going to talk about things that bug me, we'll talk about recruiting analysts and what they think about these kids, because that's all guesswork too.
But you talked earlier about getting the egos to work together on this year's team.
Yeah.
And then you look at next year's team, and I think Cal said it so well in his press conference today. The class we have all want to play together.
Winners.
A lot of these guys know each other
from high school. Right?
They've worked together to all be here together, and that has to help.
And therein
the
lies
ego side
part
of, it too.
Of the brilliance of AAU, right? These guys know each other. Not to say that guys in my classes, we knew each other. A lot of it was based on reputation, though. We didn't have a personal relationship, and now you've got, you know, guys out there recruiting guys that they want to play with. Oh, it just so happens that the university I've committed to, they want you too.
And you're going to have four guys on the roster next season from Camden, New Jersey. So shout out.
Didn't put that in. I didn't put that together.
I was going to say, one of the guys in this class is Aaron Bradshaw, 7 foot, 210 pounds. He's a forward, and Cal calls him an elite shot blocker. He's a five-star prospect out of Camden High School there in New Jersey.
So here's the thing that Cal gets the least amount of credit for, and I think he's the best at recruiting, clearly. Mm-hmm. But somehow Cal is able to take, again, back to the Onyenso thing, immature guys, physically, emotionally, mentally, he is able to take them and yet convince them within a five-month period of time, right, from October to March, that we go further than you. That if you want to get – if you've come here because you want to get to the NBA faster, then the better we play as a team, the better your reputation is as a draft pick. If you are on a losing team, if you are on a turmoil team, right, if you're on a team that will not play together and you develop the reputation as a player who will not play with a team, your draft status, it's not that you won't get drafted, but your stock lowers. If you show that you can win, because that's what NBA teams want. Yes, they want the talent, and they want the raw talent in some cases, or the potential talent, but what they want are guys that are willing to sacrifice to win, because an NBA team doesn't want the MVP, they want the banner and the ring. That's what every season ends with. It's just like college. I don't care. I love that we had the consensus all player of the year last year six times over, okay? But Oscar's even said, what matters is hanging that ninth banner. Yeah. That's what matters.
And I'll take you over to the baseball world where I come from. There are organizations. You have the minor leagues and then the major leagues. In the minor leagues, some organizations value player development.
Yeah.
Other organizations say, we want to win the league. These players are in while they're developing so that when they get there, they're used to winning championships and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees have won 27 World Series with that philosophy. So
it's hard to argue with the New York Yankees track record, to be honest. Hard to argue that.
Yeah, no doubt. One of the other guards I'll throw out there is Justin Edwards, 6'8", 190 pounds. He's out of Philadelphia.
Did you call him a guard?
Yes.
Six foot eight?
Guard.
Read that right. Rivals lists him number two overall, five-star prospect. So
Maggie, you said this a few minutes ago, of our five signees,
four
in the top eight. Not even top ten, top eight.
And we might as well round down.
No, I'm completely on board with
that. I like top eight, man.
Yeah, I do too. That's the point. It's the top eight.
And what's crazy is that doesn't include Reed Shepard, who's also a top 25 player, and who's maybe one or two of the most known players already in this
Clearly
class.
Here, yeah. But yes. I think that's what's fun, too, is I knew, other than Wagner, I knew we had a class coming. I didn't know certainly didn't know they were all in Camden, New Jersey. I've actually spent a week in Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything, but I'll throw it out there.
you, and it's neat to see too with what Coach Calipari has done this year. You feel like you got veterans on this team. Next year it could be one of those, you know, outstanding freshman teams that we've seen him have over the years. So
I think that's what's fun about this year's team, though, is that this is an outstanding freshman team. It's also an outstanding veteran team.
Great point.
That's why everyone's so excited, because they look back to 2012 and they think of I'm blanking on the senior that we had that year. Curtis, help me. Thank you. I couldn't hear him anyway. But who's the senior on 2012 team? Darius Miller. Thank you.
Yes.
Forgive me, Darius. I apologize for forgetting. But yeah, I mean that he mattered. He played minutes, but he mattered because that was experience. And to me, it always comes back to what I said earlier: down 10, up 10, or down 5, up down 10, up 10 with 5 minutes left, you're not out of the game, or you've not won the game. And that is something the senior will teach.
And even for the guys who experienced the way last season ended. You talk to Oscar now, and he is so serious. Mm-hmm. You can lock eyes with him, and he says, I tell the guys on this team, we're going to war because I'm not feeling like that again.
And that's what's cool, because we haven't had that. Mm-hmm. We've had guys who have lost in that manner, and they've gone on the NBA, and they have taken out their aggression on the NBA, and we've seen Cal's teams do that.
Which is great for them.
Good
but
for them.
This is great
for Kentucky. And I do not fault them one iota.
No, not at all.
But, I mean, again, that's to have Oscar shouldn't be here. But thank God he is.
We got to get to our final timeout. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
So what's popping at the Kentucky Lottery? Cash Pop, the game with just 15 numbers, and one wins every 4 minutes. That's right, all you need to do is match one number. You can play anywhere Kentucky Lottery products are sold, at a convenience store, at a bar, on your laptop, or even play on your mobile device. Even better, pick more numbers for even better chances of winning. Just visit kylottery.com to play Cash Pop online, or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
This holiday, whether you're roasting a Kroger Simple Truth turkey for 40 or making a Murray's Baked Brie for two, whether you're baking a pie with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples like Grandma's or ordering Private Selection cream pies when Grandma's pie is all gone, Kroger has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Watch BBN Game Day presented by Central Bank all season long to get ready for the biggest games of the weekend with exclusive access and expert analysis of upcoming matchups. The show airs on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on WLEX here in Lexington. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for TV affiliates and times in your area. And fans outside the state can also watch on ukathletics.com/videos or on the Kentucky Wildcats Facebook page. All kinds of ways to watch Maggie Davis here with us tonight, along with Keith Farmer and Anna Tarullo and Eli Gain and the whole crew at BBN tonight. And Maggie, before we dive back in, first of all, thanks for co-hosting with us tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a lot of fun. And I really do appreciate the shameless plugs to our show. If you missed it, he said 7:30 on LEX 18 or anytime on BBNtonight.com.
Now you're just plugging it.
That's
not a shameless plug anymore.
I'm shameless.
Cameron Mills is with us tonight. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to plug the series you're doing with the men's basketball team about their day offs. Tell us a little bit about how that,
by the way,
so
where
that
idea came from. Before you do, Matt, I love this, what you're doing with it.
Thank you so much.
I absolutely love the series.
This is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I think this year's Kentucky basketball team is really just the perfect outlet for it because it's a team that people are just hungry to know more about, whether it's the freshmen that, you know, a lot of the fan base hadn't met until this point, or even someone like Oscar Tshiebwe, who's been so out and about in the community, but there's still aspects of his life and his personality that people just don't get to see on a regular basis. So for me, getting to spend an off day with each member of the team has been so unique. They all have so many different hobbies, interests, hidden talents, special things they like to do just to get away from it all or connect with different people. You know, like Xavier Wheeler logs on and plays video games with his family who live all over the country. Jacob Toppin wants to go to the woods by himself.
That's the first one I caught.
There are different personalities on this team, and sometimes this has been a very unique and cool and fun way to show that off to everyone. So thank you all for talking about it with me.
To not be honest with the media. They are trained. So are we. Don't give away too much of yourself to the media. Yeah. So you have found weaseled your way in, but you found a cool way to get a little more info from
them. Absolutely.
Was anyone surprised? Student athletes who are the most recognizable person in Lexington, they go everywhere and it's big arenas, bright lights. Who's surprised that they prefer something quiet when they have downtime?
I wasn't surprised at all, especially for someone like Damian Collins. Yeah. He is such a sweet guy. He's just so humble, and he just wants to go out and ride horses. I mean, who does that? That's awesome. So if you've missed any of them, they're all available on bbntonight.com.
Hey, Cameron, I know you're going to break down the game in full tomorrow night with Buzz on the pregame show, but we got about 90 seconds.
Okay.
So what are just a couple of quick things you're looking for tomorrow night?
Well, Michigan State always. You talk about a coach who always gets to the Final Four.
Yeah, Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo always seems to be in the Final Four. Doesn't always win it, but he gets there, right? And you got to be there to win it. But the way he gets there, he seems to get there with less talent than anybody else, but with more toughness than anybody else. And so tomorrow, obviously, is our first real test because we saw what they did to Gonzaga. They took Gonzaga down to the wire. It is early for everybody. But tomorrow's going to be our first real test of, as Cal, I think you alluded to, said earlier, we find out where we are tomorrow night. We're going to find out whether Oscar plays or not. And to me, it's immaterial whether he does. I hope he does, but at the same time, I'm fine if he doesn't. We're going to see where the whole team is, not just individual players. Where are we as a team? If it's second half and it's a game, well, we've only had blowouts up to this point.
Yeah.
I mean, even in the Bahamas, we've only had blowouts. So how does this team respond to a nickel and dime, you know, back and forth game with 2 minutes left to go? What happens then? We'll find out tomorrow night.
Cameron Mills, thank you so much for joining us tonight, buddy.
Happy to.
Yep, it was fun. Maggie, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Maggie Davis, co-host tonight. She is also on BBN Tonight, WLEX, and the SEC Network. Special thanks to Clay Holstead from Kentucky Men's Soccer, the MVP of the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, for joining us as well. We'll talk to you next Monday night right here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. That is all for us tonight. Remember, tomorrow it is Kentucky-Michigan State Farm Champions Classic from Indianapolis, 5:30 airtime. You can catch it on the UK Sports Network.
You've been listening to Big Blue Nation Radio on the UK Sports Network. Big Blue Nation Radio is a presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.